5 years ago, Baltimore was preparing for the funeral of Freddie Gray, a young black man from the city's west side who died from a severe spinal cord injury suffered while in police custody. His death on April 19, 2015, touched off demonstrations and unrest, and it raised crucial questions about the relationship between city police and the black community. Today, many are wondering how far the city has come since then. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports.
The day after Freddie Gray died, then-Deputy Police Commissioner Jerry Rodriguez told reporters he himself had a lot of questions.
I'll tell you what I do know. I know that when Mr. Gray was placed inside that van, he was able to talk, he was upset, and when Mr. Gray was taken out of that van, he could not talk and he could not breathe.
It seemed he was referring to a rough ride, a term well known in Baltimore's black neighborhoods that describes how BPD officers drive suspects jolting and turning suddenly so as to subdue the detainee.
We want freedom!
We want freedom!
In Baltimore!
In Baltimore!
Freddie Gray's death led to tense days of marches and protests in the city, and finally, just hours after his funeral, an eruption of rock and bottle throwing, burning, and looting. Adam Jackson of the advocacy group Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle says people were responding not just to Gray's death, but to years of racist policies from Jim Crow to redlining to policing disparities and a lack of job opportunities.
People need to be focusing not just on that flashpoint, that incident, because the Baltimore Uprising was one, it was a point in history. But the things that caused it to happen are generational in nature.
He says his group works in Annapolis every year to push bills through the General Assembly that would put civilians on police internal trial boards and open police officers' personnel records to the public. He says those are things that would make the police department more transparent and accountable to the Baltimore citizens.
The only metric that should be important in terms of the relationship between the community and the department is the amount of civilian oversight of the department.
And to have a long-lasting impact, laws need to be changed, not just policies, he says. And that will take longer than 5 years. Some of the department's deeper issues have been exposed since Gray's death. Most recently, federal prosecutors have indicted 15 city police officers in the Gun Trace Task Force scandal. What was once considered an elite squad was found to be robbing citizens, planting evidence, conducting illegal searches, and collecting fraudulent overtime pay. And a year after Gray's death, the U.S. Justice Department released a scathing report that detailed a pattern and practice of unconstitutional policing within the department. Because of that report, the department and the city of Baltimore entered into a federal consent decree that's supposed to bring sweeping changes to the police department. Kenneth Thompson leads the Baltimore Police Monitoring Team, the group in charge of figuring out how to make the changes called for in the consent decree. In a recent interview on WYPR's On the Record, he told Sheila Cast the group has thus far worked on new training for the officers and instituted new internal policies for the police force.
These are foundational fixes that this department desperately needed. You know, we recognize that, you know, this is a step-by-step process. You know, hopefully the officers who've been trained on use of force are responding to the community in a more professional manner.
But the department needs new technology, Thompson said, and that could cost tens of millions of dollars. Critics like Jackson of Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle say that having eyes on the department is a good thing, but that the consent decree won't solve all the problems.
The consent decree, it's given the department a blank check for how much resources it needs.
Thompson says the monitoring team is looking for signs of change.
We've commissioned Morgan to do a survey. We will use that one as a baseline to determine whether or not the department is making progress.
The survey was just released. It found that more than 60% of the participants say they are dissatisfied with the department. The Fraternal Order of Police didn't reply to a request for comment, and police spokesman said in an email no one could sit for an interview, but that the department has undergone a major overhaul several times in command personnel as well as policy and procedures. But as for the question, what's really changed, Jackson suggests turning it around.
The question is, how have I changed myself? How am I doing things differently? What are we doing as a community to make sure that these systems are changing or destroyed or that we have control over them?
And that remains an open question. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.